Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team of vacation planners over at the Magic for Less Travel. The next time you're looking to head to a Disney destination, you need concierge level service. And that's exactly what you get with a great vacation planner over at the Magic for Less. Also, the time is just about here to start planning those 2016 Walt Disney World vacations. That's right. Watch for details early next week, because we can start planning that next vacation all the way through 2016, if you can believe it. So if you're dreaming about that next Walt Disney World vacation, we're ready to help you right here. So again, drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the details, and get in on the early booking bonuses. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 873 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy and well-deserved Friday to everybody. And let me just say something. I was thinking about this earlier this week. If you are tuned into our podcast here on a Friday, and you're one of those hearty folks who were with us last Sunday for 12 straight hours. I know some of you guys hung out in the chat room with us for 12 hours. Crazy, but you did, and we appreciate it, and we love you guys. And then if you listen to Monday's show, we went to Disneyland. Then you listen to the listener questions on Wednesday, and you're listening to today's show. That puts you at about 18 hours of the Be Our Guest podcast in 1 week. I mean, think about that. Like 2 days of work is 16 hours. That's more than that. And this is way more work than most people's jobs, just listening to us. So I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. You know, we're doing a medal for the like Double Dip 5K thing in a couple of weeks. You should get like a huge big old, you know, a gold star or something if you've hung with us. I know Andrew has probably, but, you know, he's just the man. But who knows, man, if you've listened to 18 hours of the Be Our Guest podcast this week. Good. Thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah. Are you still there?
I hope you're okay.
It's crazy. Anyway, also, just a heads up. I didn't want to forget this at the end of the show. Happy Father's Day to all of our Disney dads out there on Sunday. Just enjoy the day with the friends and family. Make sure everybody takes care of you for one day. You know, I know what's going to happen. You're going to get a tie. You're going to get some slippers. You're going to get a gift card to the hardware store, stuff like that. But have a great day, Disney dads. You deserve it on Sunday. We appreciate all you do for your families. All right, joining us today from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Well, my dad won't listen, but happy Father's Day, Dad. I know you're not going to listen to this, but, you know, whatever. At least it's out there for him.
What's up, Rick? Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, so he's probably sitting by the pool, enjoying an adult beverage, and barbecuing something, if I know my father. So, yeah, this all sounds good.
Or he's at Ruiz.
Ruiz's, yeah, that's a good option, too. Or Mattingly's.
That's
or,
it, yeah. You know, all the restaurants. Right. He's like, I'm kind of like your dad. We hit all the Florissant Haunts, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, I'm like your parents. Oh,
yes,
man,
Yes,
old.
They are. You guys are definitely, you've got your routines, don't you?
We do. All right, also joining us actually tonight, we're up there with the senior crowd having the Blue Plate Special at
Las Fuentes.
No, it wasn't Las Fuentes tonight, but.
Okay, well, then never mind.
You know, it'll be Las Fuentes tonight, but not the night we're recording. So anyway, also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Debbie, do you ever go and get the Blue Plate Special at your local places?
Aren't we the tech you want?
Hey, I do. I'm proud of it, man. I'm a teacher in the summer. It's peanut butter and jelly usually.
I am a bargain shopper, but I do spend good money for good food. I do have my boundaries.
We always bring down the average age at the restaurant we walk into at 4:15 because we have to record at 5:30. You know, we're the only ones in there that are under 80. You know, so
yes,
that's just how it is. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And Pam Forrester, I know you appreciate a good bargain at 4:15 in the afternoon. Come on.
Actually, I was just going to say that Steve and I must be the wild ones because we typically don't eat dinner, especially in the summer, till like 8 o'clock or
no,
later.
No, seriously, that's me too. So it's
not
just you.
Okay, all right. Because Steve and I will be looking at each other. We haven't eaten yet. And I'm like, let's go grab a beer and some appetizers over at, like, we have a few restaurants that we like. So,
nice.
I mean, you know, that's us. Woohoo! Wild here at the Forrester
House. That's a good time. All right. Well, hey, now you know when we all dine. I'm an early and everybody else apparently is late. So Because if I don't have food in my stomach when it's time to podcast, I'm mean. I get hungry.
You're just mean anyway.
I am mean a lot.
You get cranky about food.
Oh, I do.
He does.
Like, would you stop messing up? Because that means I got to edit and I can't eat. So that's how it used to be. Anyway, today we're taking a show topic that was actually submitted as a listener question from my good friend Heath Hawkins. And we're going to use it for an entire podcast here because we thought it kind of deserved that. And he brought up the question of when you take down groups to Walt Disney World, like, for example, we've had a lot of our listeners take down band groups. I know a lot of you've taken down, you know, 20, you know, scores of kids, hundreds of kids in some cases. Crazy again. Second time I've had to use that in 5 minutes. But you take down these high school kids. They go down and do some awesome performances around Walt Disney World, get some great experiences behind the scenes with the Disney Entertainment folks, but also, you know, these are growing kids. They got to eat when they're there. And the way that works is Disney can let you pre-purchase vouchers that, you know, you can of course, like Magic Your Way tickets. You can seat them however much you want to spend. You can maybe get two meals and two snacks per day, which is kind of like a quick service dining plan. Or you can kind of cut back and go one counter service meal and one snack per person per day. And then, you know, you supplement that by paying cash for everything else. So Heath wanted to know, if we were in that situation, if all four of us were down there and we had a voucher that entitled us to one counter service meal and one snack per park on our next trip, how would we best use those vouchers? So we want you to kind of play along. Again, our Friday shows, we try to make them interactive. So while you're jogging today or driving in on the commute or chilling in your hammock, if you're doing it the right way on a Friday, you know, play along.
Like,
how would
Mike?
You? No,
yes.
I might be. I don't know. But, you know, just think what you would do if you had one counter service meal and one snack per park and it was already covered because you have a voucher. How would you best use that? All right. So let's go with Animal Kingdom first. And I'm going to go to Debbie because Debbie is the Animal Kingdom
expert.
Debbie
is the Animal Kingdom expert. That's true.
So I'm going to throw it right up there. So, Debbie, how would you do that? You get a counter service meal and a snack. How are you using that over at the Animal Kingdom?
You know what? I actually would like to go to, and of course, not the table service Yak and Yeti, but Yak and Yeti has a local foods. It's a quick service counter. And one of my favorite things, I just hooked up with one of our other agents over there because, of course, one of the other restaurants was closed still. But I got the teriyaki beef bowl. I also paid a little extra for the egg roll, but it was really good. I was kind of nervous. Because, you know, when you're talking beef, I'm real funny about counter service and beef, except if it's a hamburger. But this was really good, guys. It had, like, marinated beef with carrots and the sugar snap peas and the mushrooms. And it had, like, a sweet teriyaki sauce with rice in it. It was very, very good. And so that's what I would get over at that restaurant. And as far as a snack, because it is usually so hot at Animal Kingdom, one of my favorite things to do is to get a pineapple spear. I love those little spears with all the fresh fruit. I love fresh fruit. So the pineapple is very juicy and sweet, and I highly recommend it.
I'm with you. When you're at Animal Kingdom, you do need to have something that's refreshing at some point because it is typically hot, and, you know, it's nice to have that. I'll kind of jump in with mine. My counter service meal would probably be over at Flame Tree Barbecue. I'd get the I think it's like the half chicken. Is that, don't they have that? It's a bunch of chicken.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of chicken with baked beans. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's good. It doesn't last long enough to even get a picture. It smells so good. I mean, like, you're just drawn in there like a cartoon. So that's what I would get. And when I'm over, kind of going with what Debbie said, one of the places that I get this, and it's available all over the, you know, even here at home, but I get those frozen lemonades that are kind of in that plastic cup off one of the carts just because I'm usually so hot when I'm there in the summer and it's just kind of refreshing. But I want everybody to help me out, our listeners here. You know, if I was looking for like a cupcake or something really good, like a sweet treat at the Animal Kingdom, I'm kind of at a loss right now. So today, you know, on the Facebook group, give me some help here, you know, or tweet me. Let me know, you know, what's something that's good, that's sweet at the Animal Kingdom, or maybe Ricky or Pam, you'll come up with something. So Pam, what would you do at the Animal Kingdom?
So, you know, we're heading to Flame Tree, too. Steve loves it. It makes him happy, so we try to keep that going. And we almost always, like you, might get the half a chicken sandwich, or not sandwich, half a chicken, like, platter, and it comes with baked beans and coleslaw, and, you know, it looks great. But you know what? If you're really trying to maximize your credits, I would really consider doing the ribs and chicken combo and splitting that with whomever you're with. you know, you still get a whole lot of chicken and ribs and the baked beans and the coleslaw and a drink and dessert. So, I mean, that's a great way to split that. And then, you know, get one of the desserts is going to be included with your meal. They don't have a huge selection of dessert, but dessert's dessert, right? And then I'm a sucker for all of the pretzels, and stuff like that. I love to use snack credits for things like that. But at Coosa Ferry Bakery there, why can't I think of the land?
In Africa.
Africa, hello, Harambe.
Africa.
Forgot where I was for a minute. They have some fantastic new desserts. They have specialty cupcakes. They have all kinds of bakery items. And I always think that that's a great place to use your snack credits. Mm-hmm. Just go there and ask what's included in the snack credit. There's sometimes specialty desserts that are not included. But other than that, there's a great choice there.
All right, Ricky, you have Animal Kingdom, and you were just there dining, less than a month ago.
I know, and you know what? I'm going back to Harambe Market. Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it was that good. You know, I can't decide because I haven't had it yet, but I really want to try that, I guess it's a flatbread sandwich thing? Hang on, I'm looking it up right now. The ground beef kebab flatbread. And it looked really good, and it looks like it'd be a really good filling meal. Of course, I had the chicken skewer, which I found to be fantastic. So I'm totally going to Harambe Market, and they've got the ribs too. I'm totally cheating and naming the whole stupid menu at Harambe Market, but, yeah, I would totally head there. I think, you know, it's up there now with me with Flame Tree. I never thought that that would be the case because Flame Tree has always been my number one, but this was really good. So I'm a big fan. And I also thought of Coosa Ferry, but you know what? I think I'm going to go to the new Tamu Tamu. Okay, well, Tamu Tamu is not new, but they have, since Harambe Market opened, Tamu Tamu has gone back to serving what it originally served, which was desserts. So they have this awesome chocolate waffle with espresso mousse.
Well, see there, I'm there. See, that's what I was looking for, something like that. There you go.
Like, hello, I'm totally going for that. And then Mike, for you, they have a double chocolate chip ice cream cookie sandwich.
No, but forget the waffle.
Yes.
Wait, you know I protested when they took away the chocolate chip cookie ice cream thing that they used to sell.
The Toll House?
Yes.
What
I have actually...
What they do that for? That is just cruel.
I have actually seen it at Disney in some of the hotels.
The resorts. Gift shops.
Yeah,
right.
The gift shops. Yes. I mean, it's not in the parks, but at least
that's
you can still get it.
Same,
but you're right,
Ricky.
It's totally not the same.
I could go to my local 7-Eleven and get it. I'm not going to get it at the park.
I know.
Because I will be ready to gasp, folks, but I'm not a huge fan of the Mickey bars, just saying.
Something's wrong blasphemy. With your brain.
I know. I don't like the chocolate on them. I don't think it's that great.
More for me. That's okay.
Okay, Pam's not allowed on this podcast anymore.
I do like the Dove bars, but I think
those
there's a
good.
Difference. Yeah, I think
there is
difference.
There is a difference in the chocolate. I will agree with that.
For
yes.
sure. So, anyways, but yeah.
So, Ricky, did you decide which one of those you're going to get? Did you say? I don't even know.
Oh, what? I said I was going to get the
chocolate
waffle
with
espresso mousse.
That
hello. That sounds amazing. I'm totally going to Animal Kingdom and getting that because, you know, I'm going to have to ride Dinosaur, so I deserve a special treat for myself.
That's right. Yeah. After Dinosaur, I'll buy you one of those treats, remind me.
Yes!
It's on me.
Sweet. Awesome. Very good.
All right. Good deal. All right.
That's only because Mike's going to eat most of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I'll be like, can I try that?
I'm not even going to get most of it myself.
You get something for free anyway. All right. So, and you don't get that much with me. So anyway, let's go over to the studios and talk about what we do over there. Myself, real quick, mine would be pretty simple. You know, because we're going to be down there in July. So I'm thinking about my next trip, so next month. And it's usually really hot in the summer. So I'm going to head to Starring Rolls and get the Black Forest ham sandwich. And these things are just piled high. I mean, like, you know, they say that in every ad, like at Arby's and Lion's Choice. But they're no kidding piled high at Starring Rolls. Like, you got to, like, unhinge your jaw to be able to eat this thing like you're a, you know, cobra or something. But they also come with chips and a dessert. So I would go to Starring Rolls, sit right there on the corner of Hollywood and Sunset, and take in the ambiance. You know, a lot of times Streetmosphere is playing right outside your table there. So kind of a neat thing there. And here is my ultimate snack. at the studios, and I think you could do this. I don't know if it'd work with a voucher, but, you know, hey, we're making the rules today. This is what I'm using. I'm going over to the TuneIn Lounge and getting me a peanut butter and jelly shake from 50s Primetime, because I learned this with my great friend, Jay Griffith. We went over there last time, and I was telling, man, I'm joning for a peanut butter and jelly shake. He's like, let's just go over to the lounge. And, you know, sure enough, we just kind of walked. We didn't even have to get a seat. We just walked right up to the bar, ordered two. They put them in a to-go cup, and we were out of there. Oh, nice. Man, it's the best way to do that. So you just can't beat that shake. I never got the shake for years and years. I thought, peanut butter and jelly in a shake, that is disgusting. Basically, it's like a peanut butter shake that has a little bit of sweet to it. It is incredible. Don't avoid it. It is amazing. So, Pam, what would you do over at the studios?
So, that's so funny because I was going to go to Star and Rolls, and I thought I was all clever because you all wouldn't do that. But so since you did it, I'm going to pick a different place, and I'm going to go to Studio Catering Company, which is one of the other places that we will go from time to time because they have a few different choices. And I really like that they have spicy chipotle ranch chicken, which is served on a ciabatta roll. And I think that that's something different. They also have a beef brisket sandwich. Hello. That's great too. So we're going to get something like that and choose one of their house made desserts. And you know, oftentimes this location will have specialty cupcakes, or some other specialty dessert. Like during Star Wars weekend, they had the Darth Vader one, and you know, that was sweet, but they usually have the Olaf cupcake, all the time. And that's a carrot cake cupcake with cream cheese icing. I don't think you can beat that. And I think that that's one of the keys to using your quick service vouchers. Find some place that offers some kind of unique dessert besides the cake in a cup or
right.
key lime thing in a cup, right?
Cake in a cup.
Yeah. Yum. Yes, but when you're finding a place that offers something like that, then you're really getting something good. And for where I'm going to use my snack credit, I'm going to use it at the Sweet Spells candy shop, because a regular caramel apple with nuts is typically included as a snack credit. And I think that's an awesome way to spend your snack credits. But if it's not, the chocolate dip strawberries are there. There's other chocolate dip fruit that I really, really like there. But typically, just the caramel with the nuts is included as a snack, and you can ask them to slice that. So then, once again, you know, a big apple with caramel on it, I think, is always something you can share. So, love that.
Good call. I mean, do you know those cakes in a cup? Like, you can keep those in your backpack for years and go back and eat them. I mean, those
10 years, I heard 10 years. Ricky probably has.
I have the backpack out for vacation next month, and I think there's a couple of them in there from 2008. I'm thinking of snacking. You know, while I'm editing tonight, I'm just going to pull one of those out and tear it up. All right.
And it's still probably fresh.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It'll taste exactly the same as it would have the first day I got it. You know?
So what's you can give them out at Halloween.
That's true.
Yes.
Okay, Ricky, so what are you doing over at the studios?
The studios is a park that I have such problems with, and we've talked about this before. I really have a hard time.
It is a problem. That's why. It's not you. It's the studio, Ricky.
I know. It is the studios. I really have a hard time eating counter service here because as I've mentioned before, I don't like sandwiches very much. Like, seriously, it's such a weird thing, but I just don't like eating sandwich bread. I like bread, but not in sandwich form. I know, I'm a weirdo. Anyway, so,
I'm confused.
Right? It's like, what's her answer?
She likes bread. She likes the stuff in the bread. But she
I do. Like, you know what's funny is sometimes, like, I will eat part of a sandwich if that's all that there is. And then I will eat, like, half of it. And then I'll get to the point where I'm just like, I'm tired of eating the bread. And I'll just eat the stuff out of the middle of the sandwich. So, yeah, I'm really weird. Anyway, so moving right along. The things you learn about Ricky. So I'm going to go to the awful Pizza Planet for many, which for me, I love. But for most people, they hate. So I love Pizza Planets because you can get a decent sized pizza, and if you have like a meal plan, you can get a salad usually with it as well. So you have both, and then yeah, they don't have the best desserts, but sometimes they have like a seasonal dessert as well, and they have a cappuccino cupcake too, which sounds pretty awesome. And then for For my dessert, I think I'm going to the Rider Stop for the carrot cake cookie. It's just so good. I love it. I haven't had one in a while, actually, so I need to head back there and get one.
I'm not getting you that. You're on your own on that one.
Okay.
I'll get you the one in Animal Kingdom.
All right. I don't like that either.
I don't either. Really? I don't like carrot cake.
No, it's too rich.
It's so good.
And then
what you do is you take it, you cut it in half, you eat half of it, and then you save the rest for later. You can take it in a plastic bag, but that's just me. So
after I have a bite of it, I can save the rest for later. It's just so rich and sweet. So that icing sets my teeth.
I really like sugary sweet icing, though.
Well, there.
I like the buttercreamier it is, the better it is for me. So,
all right, Debbie, you're up. What are you doing over at the studios?
Well, it's one of my haunts. I love ABC Commissary. I like it because it has a lot of different choices. Now, of course, this is a Texas girl, and I would not be comfortable trying a New York strip steak that they have there, but
that would make you smart.
Everyone might be surprised to find out that they had a New York strip steak, and he's right. Like, what?
Yeah. I know, that salmon. But anyway, you know, actually, I love to get their cheeseburger, and they always have, it's like a surf and turf, where it's got three little shrimp on top of it, which skew through. So it's kind of cool, because they give you a little thing of cocktail sauce, and what I like about it is that once you sit down, there's a lot of good seating, and you can actually sit there and watch, like, America's Funniest Videos. I know some people aren't crazy about that. I never watched it really a whole lot when it was on, but when you want to sit there and you're just going to relax.
Debbie, it's still on. You didn't know that? America's Funniest Home Videos is still on. It's going to be Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's Carlton. I hope he does the Carlton now.
I'm doing the Carlton in the studio right now.
Who cares? That's not what it's about. Anyway, I don't care if it's on or not. I don't even watch it. Except when I eat at the ABC Commissary. For my snacks, what I love are the Mickey pretzels. I love Mickey pretzels. They've got to be nice and fresh and chewy, and a little bit of salt on it. But oh my gosh, that's like one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, and that's what I would get.
And the funniest thing that I saw, Debbie, last week was after the show came out, and people seem to like the random Disney menu show, so we're going to do that again very soon. But I noticed a lot of people are giving you, like, you know, the kudos for standing up for the commissary, you know, because I guess Ricky and I kind of, we're down a little bit. But yeah, they were saying, you know what, I love the commissary too. So and I think that proves, you know, there's something out there for everybody. So I was glad to see that.
Yay!
All right, well, let's head to Epcot. Epcot, we get a counter service meal and a snack, and we will let Ricky go first this time.
Man. Okay. So Epcot, I mean, I really think it's kind of a no-brainer for me anyway. So I'm going to Sunshine Season. You can't pass it up. So like Mike was talking about with the chicken, I get the chicken here. I think it's so good. Such good flavoring to the rotisserie chicken. But they also have things like salmon and pork chop, which the pork chop's really good too, actually. I think that they just have such great and unique food here that it's the perfect option for anyone who's on a plan. They also have all those amazing desserts that you can choose from too. So, I mean, hello. Perfect. And most of the desserts are on the dining plan too. So, you can't go wrong. And then as for my snack, I am going to go to, I'm going to go to the refreshment port actually. And I am going to get the croissant donut.
I got to get one of those. I've never had. I keep meaning to get one the last two trips, and I've never had one. I'm getting one in July.
I had one, let's see. Oh, my gosh. It was in February last year. Wow, it's been a year since I've had one. I need to get another one because they're so good. Oh, my goodness. So it's this flaky, buttery, sugary, cinnamony delight. Oh, it's so good. But I feel guilty eating a whole one because, you know, it's a fried croissant donut. So with, you know, sugar and cinnamon on top. And Brian doesn't eat anything cinnamon, so I have to sacrifice and eat it by myself. But I think
that's
I can manage
shame.
It. I know, right? Yeah. So I'm going with, and now you can get the croissant donut with ice cream on top. I mean,
America.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. So I'm going with the croissant donut.
It's like that. It's like that Hardee's burger that just came out. I don't know if you've been seeing the commercials, but it's like a triple cheeseburger with bacon, and then they threw a hot dog and chips on top of the thing. Have you seen that?
No, yeah, but I kind of want to throw up. Oh my god!
I mean, it is like the thing's got to be like 2,500 calories. There's no just for the hamburger. It's like a triple patty, crazy. Cheese, bacon. You know, like three kinds of cheese. And then they're like, and we topped it with a hot dog and chips because America.
Oh my gosh! I kind of got sick on that one.
It's craziness.
I could actually hear someone's arteries hardening just even saying it out loud.
Oh, I'm glad I don't eat that kind of stuff all the time like I used to. It's amazing I lived to see this show today. So,
my goodness.
Because I used to eat terrible. All right, Pam, so what are you doing over at Epcot?
So I'm going over to the bakery in France. There are so many good choices there. I have a hard time picking them because which one I would get because the sandwiches are good. They have great salads. They also have quiche that is really good. So anyways, I'm going to pick something from their varied menu, but another great reason to be here is that they often will let you choose a small coffee slushie as your drink when you're using the dining plan, which, hello, now it's small. It's not a big one.
That's
but
okay.
Really, just so cool. And in addition, they have so many great desserts, and most of them are eligible to use with your dining plan. So, again, I don't even know how you choose. Every time we go, we pick something different. But they just have so many awesome things. It's just, I just can't even, you know, describe it all. So anyways, love that. But like Ricky, you know, when I use my snack credits, I think that Sunshine Seasons is one of the best places to use them because they have that huge bakery with just so many choices. And again, these are desserts or snacks that would on their own cost $4, $5, $6, and you get to use your snack credit for them. So they're a great use of snack credits. We've used them for like the strawberry cake, which I think is fantastic.
Oh, strawberry shortcake.
Right? Oh, yes, but it's not, it's like has whipped cream, not, you know, it's really good.
No, but you know what? It works with that though, because it's strawberry
shortcake. It does, and I love it. That's, I prefer that. So anyways, that's just a great choice. And it's always nice to go there because I feel like I can find a table, sit down and relax for a period of time. And so we love that place. So, yep, that's where I'm going.
All right. Mine's simple at Epcot. It's the Shogun platter at the counter service place in Japan. I love that. I got to have my Japanese food when I'm in Epcot. I do it every time. Runner up, though, would be the fish and chips over at the UK. But, you know, I'm going Shogun platter at Japan. You know what, though? I'm going to get on this next trip. I'm telling myself I got a lot of stuff I need to do. I've never been in the bakery at France ever. Some reason I've missed that. So I'm going to get the ham and cheese sandwich back there because I've heard that's good.
Good choice.
Yes. But, you know, very nice.
But I wouldn't use a voucher on that because apparently that's a good bargain. Cash is what I've heard. So I'm going to do that. But for my dessert, now this is crazy, or my snack. It's not a dessert this time because I'm trying to step outside the box and not go sweets all the time. I was reading a blog post over on Touring Plans the other day. It was about a week or two ago. Ricky, is there a blogger named Derek, I think, that does a lot of Epcot stuff over there?
Yeah.
Okay,
Derek,
so he was...
He
does a lot of good stuff over there, but it was
he
the
does
top...
a lot of funny stuff over there.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I like. There's, like, humor in his blog post. But he did, like, it's like a series that he does, like, the top six of something on Thursdays.
On Saturdays.
Saturday six, that's what it was. Yep. So he did the top six snacks at Epcot, and one of the top six snacks was the pretzel in Germany. And I'm not even like, you know, I don't know why, but I'm jonesing for like a big old pretzel in Germany. I mean, I don't even need the beer with it because I don't drink beer, but I'm going to get one of those.
You should try the grapefruit beer. You might like it.
Maybe. And that's one of the things on the cruise I want to try is maybe do the beer tasting just to see if I can get a taste for it, even though, you know, probably better that I don't. You know, it's not like I need something else, you know, to consume. But, yeah, I do want to try the big pretzel. If not, I want to get, like, one of the things. When we were down for that media event for Seven Dwarfs Mine Trader, they were catering all that stuff, and it was, like, all you can eat. I must have had 30 eclairs that night because I didn't even know.
Oh, my gosh.
I had never had an eclair. And those things, no kidding. If you've never eaten an eclair, it's like eating air. It's like eating really good tasting air. Like, they don't ever fill you up. I was like, poom, poom. I mean, I was going back to that table, and I'm trying to be sly because, of course, the cast members behind there, you know, like the catering person that refills it as you eat them up. And they're probably like, dude, just take the tray. You know,
just take it. Yeah.
Because you're like wearing out the carpet over here. So, I'm definitely going to get me an eclair, I think, at some point from France. But I'm going with the pretzel in Germany for my snack. All right, Debbie, wrap up Epcot for us.
Easy. I absolutely adore the Yorkshire County Fish Shop. I think you were just mentioning that was your runner-up. I love that place. It's very simplistic. It's just the fish and chips, but it's just the ambiance. Of course, a lot of times I'll take it over to what everybody knows is my God Garden, you know, and I just sit there underneath that little overhang. And just, it's so cool to sit there with your fish and chips and sit there in the English garden. It is so peaceful. Another alternative is if you actually sat over by the water, and there's a problem with that because you've got enough birds. You've got, oh gosh, it's like Alfred Hitchcock should be sitting there. So I don't like to fend off birds while I'm trying to eat. And of course, you've got the squirrels that are sitting right next to you. They make you feel so guilty. And you know you're not supposed to feed them. So I just want like just kind of peace and quiet. And that's why I kind of tuck myself over there in the UK. And it's wonderful. As far as a snack, ooh-wee. One of my favorite snacks is the Mickey ice cream bar. Going a little conventional, I know, but I love that. It's just got those little yummy ice cream sandwiches, but it's the shape of Mickey, and you always have to eat the ears first, of course. And I just love their ice cream bars, and every now and then I'll treat myself.
All right, sounds great. Now, I'm torn up, though, about this last park. The Magic Kingdom is because I've been sitting here going back and forth this whole time thinking, what am I doing to wrap up at the Magic Kingdom? So I'm going to let Pam go first because I still haven't decided. So what are you doing over the Magic Kingdom?
So I'm actually going to head over to Be Our Guest for lunch. In addition to the atmosphere being really great, we found the food. We like it better at lunch than we do at dinner. I know people will, you know, be like with that, but we just really do. So what I typically get is the tuna niçoise salad, and it's just, it's a surprisingly good quality tuna on a cold salad, for a counter service restaurant. And I just think it's a great value. In addition, you know, they have that strawberry cream cheese cupcake. They also have a few other, the gray stuff cupcake and everything else that's just so good. And, you know, we all seem to find something we really like at that restaurant. So that's why we tend to go back there again and again. As far as snacks go, I think what I'm going to do is head to the Main Street Bakery, which is a Starbucks. Yes. And we love the refreshers, the Starbucks refreshers. They're kind of a green coffee and flavor clear drink, just kind of the color of whatever flavor you're getting. And I think in the afternoon, especially when it's hot, there's nothing better. And last time we were there, they told us when we used the snack credit, we could get the biggest size.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes. So anyways, that's a huge drink when you get it there. But it's not too sugary, and it's not too caffeine-y, if that's even a word. But
sure,
it just is the perfect pick-me-up in the afternoon, and we love them.
Wait, can there be too much caffeine at Walt Disney World? I don't know.
Yes, I think so. Like, if I drink too much caffeine, I'm like, I don't feel right. So, I mean, this is the perfect amount. So.
There you go. Well, good, because I'll, you know, again, if you don't want it, I'll take it. You know, I'll take your leftover allotment there.
Caffeine-y.
Dump it in mine. That's right. I'll be all caffeine-y. All right, Debbie, what are you doing at the Magic Kingdom?
Well, you know, you're right. There are several choices that are my favorite, but one of them that is a must do, I love to go to the Columbia Harbor House. I love seafood, obviously, and I always get the shrimp platter, but what I do is I actually go upstairs. They have an upstairs area that I have one of my favorite tables. It's got the nautical themes. You're eating shrimp. You got the nautical theme going on. You can hear the background music of the accordion, harmonica music. And what's really cool is when you sit down at one of the smaller tables, you could actually sit by the windows, of course. One of them overlooks the Haunted Mansion area, and the other one overlooks kind of the Fantasyland, towards the Fantasyland area with all the beautiful flower boxes. So you can actually get some pretty unique pictures up there. It kind of takes you back there to where you just feel like you're just in a different world. It's a totally different experience. And of course, when it starts filling up, it becomes even more different of a world. But but when it's a little bit more quiet, it is very nice and very peaceful. One of my favorite snacks at the Magic Kingdom is, and it's, you've got to do this while you're doing what I'm going to suggest, but one night I was walking from the castle towards the train station, but I had a little thing of cotton candy. And it was so cool because, see, you've got the background music. You've got, you're going back in time. It's the turn of the 20th century. You've got the buildings that support that. You've got just everything is right surrounding you. And it's kind of like you feel like you've been taken back in time. And cotton candy was one of the sweet treats back then. So just to casually walk down Main Street, especially at night, look at the beautiful lit up buildings. People are kind of relaxed a little bit more, not trying to push away to get to you and push through you. It just seems like whenever it's more of a relaxed setting, walk towards the train station. Just go totally walk down Main Street with the thing of cotton candy and just take it all in.
Good call. The whole experience there, the Magic Kingdom. I like it.
There you go.
All right. Well, mine is going to be, it's very, very simple. Now that I think about it, I'm going simple because you know what? A lot of these experiences are kind of exotic and outside the box for, you know, somebody that lives in Missouri. But, you know, the Magic Kingdom's all about being a kid and, for me, familiarity. So I'm going to go, as simple as this is, I'm going to Casey's with my counter service meal, getting corn dog nuggets, some fries, some fake cheese. Maybe even put a little sauerkraut on top of my corn dog nuggets. I love the free sauerkraut, even though it doesn't really go with corn dog nuggets. I still love it. And get a Coke, because, you know, that's the whole thing. And whatever the dessert is, maybe some Cracker Jacks. And just have a good meal there, you know, on the go. You can have them in the cup there. And just, oh, I love the corn dog nuggets. You've seen me, if you've seen me at Walt Disney World, you've seen me eating corn dog nuggets from Casey's. Now, I don't know. See, I think this is cheating, because I don't think this is a snack. Is the chicken waffle sandwich from Sleepy Hollow a snack? It's only like $6. It's probably not a snack, though. It's probably a meal. It's not a snack, is it?
Without the one, but the waffle by itself is a snack. I don't think when you get any toppings on it that it is.
I don't know now that they changed the snack rules.
It's pretty expensive for a snack.
If that would be considered a snack now.
I don't know.
It's a serving size is a snack. So it could very well be a snack now.
That'd be a sweet snack. I'm just saying, that's my favorite thing to eat overall at the Magic Kingdom right now is the sweet and... What's it like? The sweet and smoky chicken waffle.
The chicken.
Oh,
I'm with you, Pam, on the Nutella one.
Yeah, hello.
So
that
good,
fantastic.
But if they boot me out and don't let me use my snack on that, I am headed back to the Big Top, back by Dumbo, back there.
Oh,
and just,
yeah.
You know, give me anything. I don't care. You know, give me the cupcake, the cake pops. I don't care. Everything back there is good. But I'll do a cupcake just because it's got more volume and you get more bites per. Snack credit. So
there you go.
That's making sure I'm going for
we
value.
Need a unit of measurement on that.
That's
please.
Right. Exactly. It's about 3 bites when I'm at Walt Disney World.
Right.
I'm hungry.
Exactly.
All right, Ricky, wrap it up for us. Magic Kingdom, how you spending your vouchers?
Okay. So I too, you know, I'm going to go to. I was torn. I'm totally cheating. So I was torn between going to Be Our Guest for lunch and getting the pork, which is fantastic. Oh my gosh, it's the best. And seriously, whether you're on the dining plan or not, I think it's a really good value if you're having it for lunch and it's like you don't have anything else later. Like you have that as your meal for, you know, I think it's a great value because you get so much food with that. But anyway, or I was debating between that and, you know, Columbia Harbor House. And they have a dinner offering of a lobster mac and cheese. But I think that Be Our Guest won out. So we're going to go to Be Our Guest. I totally just got pulled in. Yes, go me. Be Our Guest wins because seriously, that thing is a meal in itself. And then also you have the cupcake, which is the triple chocolate cupcake. Oh my gosh, that thing is phenomenal. So as for my snack, I, like Mike, was thinking about the waffle. I was going to go with the Nutella waffle, but if that doesn't count, then you totally need to go get a cake cup from Cheshire Cafe.
Those are good. One trip, I had 3 of those.
Oh my God, those things are amazing. Now, I particularly like the mocha ones, which unfortunately, I'm so sad about this. They have not had the mocha ones in a long time when I've been down there. Like, I go by every single trip and I make sure to look to see, do they have the mocha one? No, it's the white chocolate one. I don't like the white chocolate one. The white chocolate one is not the same as the mocha one. White chocolate is totally not the same as regular chocolate. And then they have the birthday cake one, which is good, but not the same again. So I have found a nice substitute if you're looking for the mocha flavor that is in that mocha cake cup. And it is actually at the Main Street Bakery. It's It's the cupcake at the bottom. It's a chocolate cupcake. It's got chocolate covered espresso beans on top. It's kind of like I don't know if it's a cappuccino cupcake. It doesn't really have a name on it, but it's the exact same cake flavor as the cake cup. So if I can't find the cake cup, I go there and get that mocha delicious cupcake from the new Starbucks, the Main Street Bakery. So I think I cheated and threw like three of them in, and I don't even care.
That's what you do. That's what you do. All right. Well, you know what? Everybody's going to be running out to their nearest Hardee's or Carl's Jr. or whatever today. Probably not, but at least maybe to their donut shop. I'm going to move for something sweet right now. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you took us with you on your run, we apologize sincerely for the last 38 minutes because I know how painful it is to listen to the food talk while you're trying to sweat off the calories there, because I do that often as well. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Again, drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. How would you spend your one counter service voucher and your one snack in each of the four theme parks? Let us know, and let's have some fun here on a Friday. Today's episode, again, brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So next time you're looking to head to a Disney destination, make it easy on yourself. You know what? You're going to have a personal concierge there to take care of all of your Disney vacation planning needs. You know, Magical Express, super simple. You just shoot that flight information, your confirmation you got from the airline, shoot it to your agent. Boom, your Disney Magical Express is booked for you. Don't have to worry about it. The tags will show up right to your house. You need anything else, you got to change some dates, want to make some payments, and want to set schedule, that can happen as well. So many great reasons to use a travel agent over at the Magic for Less, and their services are absolutely free to you. So check them out for your next Disney vacation. They're over at themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're at Be Our Guest Mike on Twitter, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Get in on the conversation over there. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And hey, it's Friday. You need to crank it up. Blast it out at the office today. MagicalMouseRadio.com, the best mix of Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. We go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, again, at MagicalMouseRadio.com. You can always grab the show on Stitcher Smart Radio as well as TuneIn Radio, both free apps for your iOS and Android devices. And we sound great on both of those locations. So check them out today, Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Again, happy Father's Day to all the Disney dads out there. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your friends and family, everybody. We thank you so much for this amazing, amazing week. We couldn't do any of this without you, so thanks again for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do out there, please stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.